Okay, good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining me at this unusual hour. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be continuing in Siman Shin Vav, and today we are learning Se'ifim, Beis, Gimel, and Dalet. So just as a reminder, Siman Shin Vav is a discussion about what you're allowed to speak about in Shabbos and what you're not allowed to speak about in Shabbos. So this is page Tzadi Ches in the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Se'if Beis, Ha'isa Behemto Omed Deschutz L'Tchum, Yachal Likros L'Kadesh Tavo. If your animal is standing outside of the Tchum, you're allowed to call to it to come to you. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'logaz Yirin Dil Miyetze Balei Chutz L'Tchum K'dei L'Achnis L'Toch HaTchum. What's the Havamina that you wouldn't be allowed to call to it? That you might go to get it, and you're not allowed to do that. So we don't make such a Gezeira. V'meinu Shamas L'Lava Mutal Achnis Halidei in Yehudi. If you call to the animal and it doesn't respond, you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to bring it to you. But what you may not do is ask another Jew to bring it to you, even if for that Jew the animal is not located outside of the tchum, because he has a different tchum than you. Because we paskin that your animals, your kelim, are limited to your tchum, and therefore once it's outside of your tchum, no Jew is allowed to move it more than four amos away. So if I have your object within my tchum, but outside of your tchum, I'm not allowed to move it more than four amos. Moving on to Se'if Gimel. You're allowed to go to the edge of the tchum in order to be ready to prepare things that you need for a wedding or things that you need for a levaya. You could also ask someone else to do that for you, to stand by the edge of the tchum in order that they'll be able to bring for you these items. And you could also tell somebody, you could send someone on an errand and say, do me a favor, on Sunday I'm going to need you to buy some tzarchei mitzvah for me, so go to this and this place, and if you can't find in that place, go to a different place. If you cannot find the item I need for this mitzvah for $100, so buy it for $200. But what you cannot do is identify a specific amount of money that the item is worth. You cannot say, look, do not pay a penny more than $200 for this item, because it is not worth more than that, because that is already an assessment of the item that's not really a tzaruch mitzvah. If they bought it for $8, you can't say, give me $2 more worth and then I'll owe you $10, because that's already identifying amounts of money and that you're not supposed to do. Says the Ramah, EF Shalom Elim, but if there's no way to get the stuff you need to do the mitzvah without mentioning a price, then you're allowed to mention a price, because at the end of the day, it's tzarchi mitzvah. However, the Ramah says, and some say that no, you're not allowed to mention a price no matter what, even if the person is only willing to give it to you when you say a price on Shabbos. V'chein ikr, we paskin like this, yesh osrim. We are machmir about this. We do not mention a price. So this comes up, I guess, if a person is, you have some cities where restaurants are open on Shabbos. So, and the people prepay or whatever. So you cannot mention a price when you go into the restaurant. You cannot, it's a question whether it's a good idea or a bad idea to have like that. But sometimes when you have cities where there are a lot of vacationers, a lot of people from out of town. I think in Miami they have like that. Most local vads don't allow restaurants open on Shabbos anyway, because it'll be a Zilzul Shabbos. But that would be something to be wary of. Says Mishmur Sivkan Ches, Lasos, O Tzorche Meis, Hai Lasos, A Tzorche Meis, Nami Ka'i. This lasos is going on tzarchei meis as well. They are allowed to go to the edge of the tchum in order to get whatever tzarchei meis you need, and that it will come quickly. And still mutter because it's chefzei shemayim. So even though they're going to need to prepare it, they're going to need to make it, and it's not only about bringing, which of course you're allowed to be machshich al tchum. It's about the fact that a malacha is going to need to be done as soon as Shabbos is over. Kadesh Yavilo means to prepare it, to make it, and to bring it. Lech l'makomploni, and you're allowed to tell someone, go to a certain place tomorrow, pirish lelech sham v'lichnos, to go and buy something that I need for the wedding providing for the funeral. Where you're not allowed to tell someone to do that for the sake of a dvar rishus, ubidvar mitzvah shari, but this is a special exemption for a dvar mitzvah. Aval halicha greida afilu dvar rishus shari lomar. But if you're just telling him to go, you're not telling him to buy something, that you could tell him to do even for a dvar rishus. I'm going to need you to go into the city tomorrow for me. So that you're allowed to do even for a dvar rishus. Kamosh kasuv simin shin zayin tziv ches. We'll see that in the next simin. Lemachar aval b'shabbes atzmo aser afshu ledvar mitzvah. But to tell him to go somewhere on Shabbos itself is aser, even for the sake of a dvar mitzvah. Sach yadua l'fi she'in b'ktitza shum mitzvah rak hatzalos mamon l'kach aser. To identify a maximum price you're willing to spend, or that the item is worth this amount of money, that's not really needed for the sake of the mitzvah. That's just needed to save you a couple of bucks. So that you're not allowed to do. Lo yomar lo ten li v'chulei ratzalomar shlo yomar lo al yidei ashliach hazeh sheyitin lo tzorchei ha-mitzvah hazo od b'shnayim v'yachayiv lo b'sacha kol asara. That you should not say through this shliach that you should give him this tzorchei mitzvah for another $2 and then you'll owe him $10. Because adding up these amounts is not a tzorch mitzvah. B'chol inyin aschum mekach koi d'svir lehu t'kimidu derech mekach mem kermamish lo t'ir b'shum gavni afilu tzorch mitzvah. This yesh osum that we are machmir for holds that since this is derech mekach memkar, to mention a price, they never allow it, even for a tzorch mitzvah, and even if it's the only way you're going to be able to get it. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Shulchan Shlomo is quoted here by the Dirshua saying that if you say, look, I only have $200 to spend, so please don't buy an esrog for me tomorrow for more than $200. That's not identifying the value of an esrog. That's just saying that I can't spend more than that. So that might be mutter to do. Meaning the issue over here is that you're assessing value of something. Okay, si'if dalid. If you hire a worker to watch your plants for you or something else for you, you're not allowed to pay him for Shabbos work. And therefore, he's not responsible for what goes on there on Shabbos because he's not getting paid for Shabbos. But that's only if you hire him by the day. If you hire him for the week, for the month, for the year, for the Shemitah cycle, you could pay him inclusive in his wages, you could pay him for his Shabbos work as well. This is what we call Schar Shabbos Bahavla'a. Leficha Achraya Shabbos Alav. And therefore, he is responsible for what goes on there on Shabbos. He's not doing any malacha, right? You're not asking someone, that would be a separate violation. Yeah, if you ask him to do malacha, it's just a shomer. He's a babysitter, let's say. Or she's a babysitter. You're hiring someone to be a babysitter. So you tell them, please watch my kid for the week. So then you pay them for the week, including Shabbos, and they're responsible for what goes on Shabbos. But if you ask them to watch something for a couple of for the day, for only Shabbos, and there's no non-Shabbos work involved, then you don't have to pay them, and they're not responsible, and they can't even take the money. And when the person collects his wages, he can't say, give me the wages for Shabbos. He has to say, give me the wages for the week or for the month. And even if you hire the person for the whole month, but you give them a daily rate, you say, oh, I'm going to pay you $100 a day, that's called hiring them for the day, and you cannot pay them for Shabbos. Oh, yom lo ten li schar asar yamim. But you can say, give me 10 days worth of wages, and that's going to be okay. Shabbos can be included. But again, not if you hired him by the day, only if you hired him by the week, by the month, by the year, by the Shemitah cycle. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sochra Sapol, Mayri Sheschor Liyamim. That the beginning of the Sif is talking about where you hire him by the day. Shabbat called Yom Shishmenu Yitin Lo Kach V'Kach. That for each day that you watch my stuff, I'm going to give you $100. V'hu Shamar Gam B'Shabbos. And he decided to watch your stuff on Shabbos as well, or he's working on Shabbos too. V'kamar Shein Tzarech L'Shayim Lav Or Yom HaShabbos. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. You don't have to pay him for that Shabbos. V'ayin b'tor demuch shafilu mu rotza litin lo asa lo la ha-sachir likach ha-sachar elem keinu nosin lo derech matana. And not only do you not have to pay him, even if you want to pay him, he's not allowed to accept it. Unless you say, no, this is not your wages. This is a gift that I'm giving to you out of the goodness of my own heart. Just because I love you, I'm giving you this gift. But if it's given as wages, it's going to be asir. Eino nosin midrabar midrabanan gezeira mishum mekach umemkar. You're not allowed to give it to him midrabanan because of a gezeira of mekach umemkar. Ein achrayus shemeir ben kilkul b'shabbos einu chayv l'shalim. And therefore, if something goes wrong on Shabbos, you do not have to pay for that. Hayus chir Shabbos haynu shel kol shavua biyachad. But if you hired him for the whole week all at one time, val korchon nosin l'schar Shabbos, and therefore you're paying him, included in his wages is also some payment for the work that he did on Shabbos. V'rotzalomar sha'afilu im yachzor apol b'toch hazman in menach l'schar Shabbos mizman shavar. And that would mean that, let's say, he quits halfway through the term of his employment, so you're not going to deduct the wages that he earned on Shabbos. Holvu bavlo mshari yavim. Right, you hired him for a year, he worked for 6 months, and then he quits. So you pay him for a half year of work, including the half year of Shabbos that he worked. That's what the Mechaber means when he says he can ask for 10 days of wages. Because he's talking about a case where he worked for 10 days. You hired him for the month or for 2 weeks, and he quit after 10 days. So you're allowed to pay him for all 10 days of work, including Shabbos. He's obligated to work on Shabbos. And he's responsible for what happens. If there's a loss, he has to pay for it. And even if nothing went wrong, there was no loss, but the guy just didn't show up to work on Shabbos, then you don't have to pay him his wages for Shabbos. Just like if he didn't show up for work on a Monday, you don't have to pay him for Monday's work. So the Rama says that if you made a deal that you're going to pay him a daily rate, and that implies that the Baal HaBayis can back out on the deal in middle of the week, and he will not have to pay for the entire week of work, only for the days that have passed. So he's called the Schir Yom, and he's not allowed to get payment for Shabbos. Even if in the end of the day you pay him all the wages at one time, but he's not, you didn't, the term of his employment was not a month. The term of his employment was by the day, or even the rate of his wages is not by the month. The rate of his wages is by the day. Because of Magen Avram, the Chena din b'maskir cheder l'chaver l'chodesh v'isnei mesorcha sheisham l'fi chashmei yamin. Same would be true, says Magen Avram. You rent out a room in your house for a month, but you say, okay, this is a 1 month lease at a rate of $100 a day. You're also not allowed to take that money for Shabbos because it's a daily rate, even though the term is for a month. And by the way, says Mishmur, the same is true if you lend money with ribbis to a non-Jew for a month or for a year. You cannot make a daily rate of interest because then you're going to be including Shabbos as a separate day. Each day is going to be viewed as a separate entity. Then you will not be allowed to charge him ribbis for Shabbos. Ella, so what should you do? Yasni Moshe Mishadim Lovem Sashvoi Yifalo Aribis Mikol Hashvoi Zakulo. You make a tenai with him that if he pays in the middle of the week, he's going to pay for the entire week. Olo Yifalo Klala Aribis Avor Shavua Zachron, or that he just won't pay for the last week of Ribis. Mikri Schir Yom Ubisever Shvoz Yaakov Cholek Usvirli Demaran In Rael Dinze. That which the Rama quotes over here, that if there's a daily rate, even if the term is for a month, that's called the Schir Yom, and he's quoting from a Ran. But the Shvos Yaakov says he does not think that the Ran really holds that way. Even though the person has the right to back out of the employment halfway through the week, we don't assume he will do so, and therefore it's considered a Schir Chodesh. And therefore that's fine. That's Schar Shabbos Bavlo, it's mutter. Vegam b'sefer Eli Rabba mitzad yesh safek b'tinza ein shom taimo, and Eli Rabba is also not sure that the Rama is correct about this. So then we said, O Yomar, so we said, you can tell the guy, the worker can say, pay me for 10 days of work if he quits in the middle of the second week. The fact that people tend to hire Jewish workers on Erev Shabbos to watch their wagons to make sure they don't get stolen, hadover kasha, that's really difficult to justify. How can you violate lifnei iver? You know that the guy is being makabel schar Shabbos. V'lchein roi sheyasne im hashomer sheyishmer gam biyom Erev Shabbos u'b'motzei Shabbos eizah sha'os. The best way around it is to say that your term of employment starts on Erev Shabbos and it ends some hours into Motzei Shabbos. Oh, then he's not being hired just for Shabbos. V'asav yischar Shabbos v'havla'a v'shari. And therefore it becomes schar Shabbos with havla'a, which is going to be mutter. So to summarize what we learned today, first we said that if your animal went out of your tchum, you can call it to come to you, or you can ask a non-Jew to bring it to you, but you may not bring it yourself, or even ask another Jew to bring it for you, even if it's within that Jew's tchum. Then we said, for the sake of a mitzvah, you could be machshich al tchum and ask someone to buy something for you after Shabbos, but you should not assess what you need with a dollar amount, even for the sake of a mitzvah. And then we said in Se'if Dalid that you can pay a worker Schar Shabbos behavla'a, meaning if the wages are determined by the week, month, the year, the Shemitah cycle. But according to the Rama, even if he works for many days, you cannot pay a daily rate, even if you're writing one big check. Daily rate would be considered paying by the day, and that would be a violation of Schar Shabbos. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Se'ifim, Hey and Vav. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you so much for joining.